Welcome back to Yang Daily. Apologies for posting next day again. I keep trying to get all the news in, but there's just too much of it right now. My bad if I missed anything big. Let's dig in. Representative Maxine Waters has just put a proposal through the House Finance Committee for a relief package that includes a proper UBI of $2,000 per adult and $1,000 per child, a straight-up doubled version of Ilhan and Tulsi's. At this point, one has to wonder if it's just a game of one-upsmanship. Don't get me wrong, that benefit would be amazing, and I'd love for it to be the one that passes, but I have my doubts. We'll see. I definitely hope she splits it off from the other 20 items that are in her proposal, though. Humanity for Yang has called for two alerts, one for hashtag People versus Pelosi and another for People versus Schumer, due to Pelosi and Schumer arguing against the administration's $1,000 stimulus. I haven't yet seen anything definitive on why Schumer is arguing against it, aside from an article that said Schumer preferred unemployment benefits. If that's the case, then it's certainly unacceptable, as unemployment is a giant middle finger to everyone who is not classically employed and does nothing to help or incentivize people who are still working to quarantine when they are sick. Pelosi's chief of staff tweeted, quote, "As Congress considers the next steps, the speaker believes we should look at refundable tax credits, expanded UI, and direct payments, but must be targeted." End quote. Are you freaking kidding me? People are dying out here, and you're holding up aid because you're so worried a few rich people might get some money? Get your priorities straight, Pelosi. Helping the people who need it is more important than not helping the people who don't. Means testing does not work. It excludes tons of people who it shouldn't, and we know that perfectly well from how it regularly fails our welfare system. On top of that, it stigmatizes the program, it adds as much cost as it saves, it puts bureaucratic burden on recipients, it arbitrarily picks both the cutoff line and what period to pick your income from, and a bunch more issues. It's bad. We already covered unemployment, and no one gives a damn about tax credits right now. I've also heard Pelosi shot down Furman's proposal for a UBI of $1,000 per adult, $500 per child when he put that out. So I say go ahead and give Pelosi what's coming to her, but be clear about why. Her hashtag already hit number one on the trends yesterday. That said, I'm going to need more details before I go on a crusade against Schumer. There are many valid reasons to object to Trump's plan right now, as I believe it's still a one-time deal and means tested. I would advise discretion regarding these hashtag trends, Yang Gang. We don't want to become an arbitrary mob. Yang retweeted the article today about Trump calling the coronavirus the Chinese virus, and since it has to do with criticizing Trump, it's going to create controversy, so I'll take a moment to clarify the message. The article is basically making the point that Trump is using this terminology to divert blame onto China, and the possibly implied racism serves as a distraction to further pull attention away from Trump's failings in the crisis. The author doesn't want us to take the bait. And yes, Trump has undeniably failed in this crisis. He is on tape time after time downplaying the threat, saying it's only a few cases and it'll blow over within a week, that he's not worried about it, that we don't need to take any drastic measures, that the cases will soon drop to zero, that a vaccine is coming soon. It goes on and on. And during those weeks of denial, we missed our chance at containment. Make no mistake, China denied the virus's threat when it broke out there, making them responsible for it growing into a pandemic. But Donald Trump is responsible for the deaths in the US because he did the exact same thing here. We can't improve without acknowledging our mistakes. So the author is right, don't take the bait. Trump must be held accountable for his inaction because we may all end up knowing someone who died as a result of it. That said, we also need to be steadfast in defending the Asian American community from hate crimes encouraged by this crisis and this president. On a lighter note, Scott sent out a very smooth tweet today offering, well, I'll just read it. Quote, "Hi, Bernie supporters. You're going to be interacting now with a lot of people saying your rent's going to go up by $2,000 a month. To help you communicate with people who assume that, here are two links to read and share about UBI." End quote. And then he linked his articles explaining why it won't cause inflation. This, of course, referring to Bernie's adoption of emergency UBI. Classy and sassy at the same time. Well played, Scott. I can think of a few burners on Twitter who are going to be experiencing some severe cognitive dissonance in swapping to the opposite side of this argument. Welcome to the trenches, boys. Tim Alberta released an interview with Yang today talking about the crisis. They talked about how strange it is for Yang to have been campaigning on the idea that relying on jobs for survival was going to lead us to ruin when a crisis came along and wiped out those jobs. Then this happens, and look where we are. The economy is dissolving around us, and the government is suddenly looking to give people a guaranteed income as the solution. Yang was very clear that a one-time infusion would not be sufficient. People need to know that they're going to be all right through the crisis, and that demands consistent, guaranteed income. He also said that it needs to be a minimum of $1,000 per adult, but $500 per child as well seems appropriate right now, and more for both would be good. He added that we need to take other measures to protect our economic infrastructure, lest the money be useless with nothing to spend it on. When asked if he thought the UBI stimulus could give Trump a win in the election, Yang implied that he thinks it's the least Trump needs to do to make up for how he's bungled the crisis so far. Yang expressed his frustration over the conflicting and insufficient information coming from the White House, on the severity of the threat, on data around the virus, on what will determine when the lockdowns will end, on everything. When asked what he'd be doing in their place, he replied, quote, "I would be clearer as to what the timeline looks like, what data we're going to rely upon, how we're going to get the data, what steps we're taking to increase testing capacity, and just give people a sense of the future. We need to know now what the future can look like under different scenarios and then be presented with what scenario we're in when that time comes. We've been on lockdown for half a week. Right now, the American people don't have any visibility into whether it's going to be 4 weeks or 4 months, and we don't know how those judgments are going to be determined. As president, I would say, look, notice the lack of the word fat, take note, Biden, here's the information, here's the dashboard, here's what we're lining up, here's what we're hoping for, here's how circumstances could change, and thank you for doing your part. If you proceed with, like, the rest of the country in flattening the curve and keeping things under this level, then we can look forward to this, you know, so we could actually have a sense of accomplishment and purpose," end quote. Basically, the government needs to be planning ahead, and the American people need to be in the loop and know what to expect. God, I wish he were president right now. They talked about how people wouldn't be in such a crisis of survival situation if we'd had UBI going into this, and whether Yang thinks UBI would be a thing in the 2020 general after this. Andrew was emphatic that he thinks this will prove to the people the importance of having a guaranteed income to rely on, and they will be able to see firsthand that it's not crazy, and it will be a central issue in the election. He thinks it might be passed into law before 2024. In closing, Tim asked who the biggest name was blowing up Yang's phone and what they said. Andrew said it was Chappelle, and he said, "Man, you were right." And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Help trend People vs. Pelosi or People vs. Schumer, if you approve. Sign the UBI stimulus petition below. Message Trump, Pelosi, and Schumer why true UBI stimulus is the best solution. Use ResistBot or Income Movement to easily contact your representatives. And don't forget to Yang Daily.